Yep. Carol?
Yes.
Chris is on vacation. Warren?
Here.
Paul?
Yes.
Justin?
Here.
Tom is also on vacation. Samantha?
We have a quorum. So before we get on to the agenda, we have two oaths of office to do. So we have Carol, I believe her paperwork's up here in the Anchorage office, and then Denise is here. Justin is here. Justin's our new school class representative. He doesn't have to get sworn in.
Carol, are you on board? Do you have your oath of office in front of you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Would you like to raise your right hand and read your oath, please?
Sure.
I, Carol A. Foster, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the State of Alaska and the laws and ordinances of the Aleutians Eastborough, State of Alaska, and I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially perform the duties of Assembly Member. So help me God.
Thank you so much. And
Denise Mobeck. I, Denise Mobeck, do solemnly swear I will support the Constitution of the United States, State of Alaska, and the laws and ordinances of the Aleutians Eastborough, State of Alaska, and that I honestly, faithfully, and partially perform the duties of Assembly Members.
Thank you.
Okay, so welcome aboard, Denise. Hope you enjoy your next 3 years with us. And welcome back, Carol. Did Carol have her hand up?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so adoption of the agenda. Anybody have any corrections or additions to the agenda?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
I would move to adopt the agenda with one change, which would be to move Resolution 2034 from the consent agenda to the last item under 10, Resolutions.
Okay. If there's no objections, we will move that resolution down to down under resolutions. Any other corrections or additions? Hearing none. Then we'll stand as amended. So, conflict of interest. Does anybody feel like they may have a conflict of interest on any of the items on the agenda?
Hi, Alvin. This is Josie. I'm not sure, but I'd like to state for the record, I am now the new executive director for the Aleut Marine Mammal Commission.
And do you feel like you have a conflict on anything that's on here?
No, but I just would like to state that there's a, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, marine mammals.
Okay. Thank you. Any others? Okay. Hearing none. Community roll call. Oh, Inko.
Warren and myself.
You know, Nelson Lagoon? Falls Pass?
This is Samantha McNeely. I'm actually in Kobe for this meeting. I got stuck here today.
Oh. Okay, Falls Pass? Akatav. Obey. Nobody's in Cold Bay?
Nothing.
Hello? Did we lose
Hello?
You?
Haley, is that you?
Yeah, I think we lost you for a minute.
Must have, yeah. Oh, you're in Cold Bay, right? Can you hear me? Your static. Anchorage office.
Yes, sir, Mayor Osterbeck. We have myself, Annie Bailey, Paul Grunholt, Ernie Weiss, Mary Teshi, Carol Foster, Brenda Wilson, Josie Shangan, Laura Tanis, Lenora Dushkin, Alicia Agney, and Angela Simpson.
Okay. Thank you. Cole Bay, are you back yet?
Can you hear me?
I can. Good.
Yeah,
so
I don't know
there?
What's going on. You keep cutting out on me. I don't know what's happening.
Oh, well, don't hang up after you get done talking to me.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So it's you and Angela and Samantha, correct?
No, it's just me and Samantha. Angela's in Anchorage, and I think she's at meetings in there, so.
She's here in the Anchorage office.
Oh, she's in Anchorage. Okay. She's there.
Everywhere.
I wasn't
okay.
Sure.
You need to get
the point, we have myself, Emil, Mayor Osterbeck, Justin Molbeck, and Denise Molbeck.
Okay. Very good. Okay, before us we have the minutes of the October 10th, 2019 assembly meeting. We need a motion and a second to bring on the floor.
Motion to Warren.
Thank you, Warren.
A second, Josie.
Second by Josie. All right, does anybody have any additions or corrections to the minutes? Hearing none. If there's no objections, the minutes will stand as presented. Okay. So before us, we have October 14, 2019 special assembly minutes. We need a motion and a second.
So moved. This is Carol.
This is Brenda. Second.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, Brenda, second. Are there any corrections or additions to the October 14th minutes? Hearing none, there's no objections, the minutes will stand as presented. Item 6, financial report. We need a motion and a second. No. Oh, that's right, we don't have one. That's right. So a financial report is delayed until next month, so we're allowing the finance department to have time to put one together. So the September investment report is before you, and that's for your information, unless you have questions on it. We'll continue to the consent agenda. So we're going to walk through those, Annie, and oh, wait first. Get in motion in a second. Bring the consent agenda to the floor.
This is Brenda. I make that motion.
Thank you, Brenda.
Second.
Second by Denise. Annie.
Yes, Mayor Osterbeck and Assembly. So before you is first one is Resolution 2031, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a contract agreement between the borough and Hickey and Associates for lobbying consulting services for fiscal year 2020. The borough is involved in numerous projects and issues that requires assistance from a state lobbyist. Mark Hickey with Hickey & Associates has provided lobbying consulting services for the borough with the Alaska Legislative and Executive Branches since 1998. The FY 2019 contract with the Hickey & Associates ends on December 31, 2019 and can be renewed by agreement of both parties. The proposed FY 2020 contract will commence on January 1, 2020 and end December 31, 2020. The borough would pay Hickey & Associates a retainer of $3,500 a month and reimburse them for pre-approved, extraordinary, out-of-pocket and travel expenses. Hickey & Associates would pay the annual APOC registration fee and normal office overhead expenses on their own. With that, borough recommends approval of Resolution 2031. The next one is 2032, a resolution of the borough urging NIMS to carefully consider impacts to borough fishermen and communities when designating humpback whale critical habitat. And I'll let Ernie Weiss talk on this.
Mayor Ernie Weiss, as mentioned at the work session, NIMS has proposed a rule to designate critical habitat for three distinct population segments of humpback whale. Two of those critical habitats surround the borough waters, and so that's a concern. Designation of critical habitat requires Section 7 consultation on any federally funded or federal projects or federal rulemaking, and so we figured we better comment. The comment period ends on December 9th, and there is a hearing, a public hearing in December 3rd, and on the 4th, there's an informal meeting where the Anchorage, where the North Pacific Council is meeting. And so this just kind of shows our concern. There's a link to the proposed rule at the end of the PDF from the Federal Register. You can see the maps that show we are completely surrounded if this critical habitat goes through, which it will. So, again, it's just for public comment.
Thank you.
Okay, the next resolution is Resolution 2033, amending Section 3.01C6 of the Aleutians East Borough Employee Handbook. The Borough Employee Handbook outlines the borough's personnel policies. Section 3.01 clarifies the borough's employment classification. Currently, the borough employees will belong to one of the following employment categories, which includes regular full-time, regular part-time, probationary, temporary, or per diem employees. This proposed resolution would amend Section 3.01C6, which is in regards to the per diem employees. It would change the language from per diem to a contract employee, which states that the contract employee would include borough employees whose terms and conditions of employment are governed by a written employment agreement in which, unless otherwise expressly stated therein, the employee waives participation in all borough benefit programs other than those mandated by law. The borough offers this category in limited classifications and to a limited number of employees. Individuals participating in this program must sign waivers of their rights to participate in the benefit programs applicable to regular employees, et cetera. So this would become, rather than what I said here, this change would be implemented December 1. It would be effective immediately. And this is also something that needs to be changed because a per diem employee really isn't an employment classification that's used anymore. This was used for, I believe, a particular employee that no longer works here anymore, and a contract employee would work for us for our Cold Bay Terminal operations and other things that we do. So with that, the borough approves, or borough administration recommends approval of this resolution.
Okay. Thank you, Annie. So for us, then, we have a motion and a second on the floor for the agenda. Call question.
Carol.
Yes.
Warren.
Yes.
Denise.
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Justin?
Okay. Thank you. And just remember, Resolution 20-34 is moved down. Next, we have two public hearings before us. The first one, we need a motion and a second to bring Ordinance 20-03, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a sublease within the Cold Bay Terminal for the airport transportation service. It is.
So moved.
Brenda, second.
Nobody heard it but me.
Okay. Who made the motion?
Yeah, I missed that.
Josie. Who seconded it?
Brenda.
Okay, thank you, Brenda. I was getting bawled out by the clerk. So, Annie, you want to touch on this and then we'll open the public hearing?
Yes, Mayor Staback and Assembly. I'm going to actually reference ordinances 2003, which is in regards to Raven, and 2004. At the same time, the documents are extremely, are similar, pretty much identical, just referencing the different airlines. So with that, the borough code provides that the disposal of real property may be by sealed bids, outcry, auction, lottery, first come, first serve, negotiation, or such other method as the assembly may provide in the resolution authorizing the disposal. At the October meeting, the Assembly passed Resolution 2023, authorizing the mayor to negotiate a sublease with airlines for a portion of the Cold Bay Terminal and adjacent apron. Raven and Grant have both expressed their desire to enter into a sublease with the borough for a portion of the terminal and adjacent apron for the purpose of providing air transportation, which consists of the carriage of persons, property, cargo, and mail by aircraft and associated services. The locations here, but it's Lot 1A, Block 23, which consists of approximately 66,688 square feet of land. The sublease is subject to the following minimum essential terms and conditions: the covenants, provisions, conditions, and base terms of the lease agreement ADA 08250 between the State of Alaska and the borough. So that is for the terminal building itself and the land. The term of the sublease is contingent on the borough's base lease extension with the State of Alaska. The leased property shall be used by Raven and Grant for the purposes of providing air transportation. The sublease term will be determined during the negotiations with the airlines, which we're currently doing, and the sublease rents, fees, and charges will be determined by calculating the terminal area rentals and fees and will be finalized after the negotiations with the airlines, and we're working on that now. Raven and Grant shall be responsible for obtaining all necessary permits and approvals for its operations on the leased property. Raven and Grant shall, to the fullest extent of the law, indemnify, defend, and hold harmless both the borough and the State of Alaska. And the sublease shall include all provisions of borough code of ordinances not in conflict with this ordinance and any other provisions that the borough mayor determines to be in the public interest. As that administration recommends approval of Ordinance 2003 and 2004.
Okay, thank you. So at this time, we'll open the public hearing on Ordinance 20-03. Do you have any public comments? Hearing none. Close the public hearing.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Carol?
Yes.
Chelsea?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Thank you. Motion carries.
Okay. So, under public hearings, now before you, we have public hearing on Ordinance 20-04, authorizing the mayor to negotiate and execute a sublease within the Cold Bay Terminal for the air transportation service. A grant. I need a motion to have a second.
Brenda, I so move.
Okay, so Annie already went through and explained this one, basically the same as the prior. So at this time, I'll open the public hearing. Hearing no public comment. Close the public meeting. Questions?
Josie?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Harold?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Me?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Bailey?
Yes.
Justin? Motion carries. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So we're down to item 9, ordinances. We have 2. So we'll need a motion to adopt and schedule Ordinance 2005, amending the operating capital budget for FY19. Final.
Brenda, so much.
Okay. Motion by me, second by Brenda. So, Annie.
Yes, Mayor Schback. I won't go to this as much detail as I did at the last one, but essentially, Ordinance 2005 is amending the operating and capital budget for the Aleutians East Borough fiscal year 2019. This is considered the final budget for the prior fiscal year. In the spreadsheet, if you're looking at that, there's 3 columns. The first column reflects what we anticipated our FY19 budget to look like on July 1, 2018. The second column reflects the FY19 mid-year budget adjustments that were approved by the Assembly. And the third column reflects the actual revenues and expenditures for FY19. This is based off of the revised June 2019 financials. Increases are shown in green and decreases are shown in red. I'm not going to go through this as like I did before, but essentially there were areas where we got more money than we anticipated, such as in the AEB fish tax revenue, other revenue, which included the Peter Pan sale in Port Muller, and also the property leases for Thailand leases for Apicta in Sandy River, and also the Thailand leases in False Pass. And then there were also a few decreases, for instance, the debt reimbursement that we get from the state was $346,000, less than what we anticipated. So overall, though, the total FY19 revenue did come in at $773,000, roughly more than what we anticipated. The next section is operating fund expenditures. There were quite a few employee budgets that remained close to what was anticipated, but there were a few things that did anticipate that fluctuated. For instance, the Assembly budget increased by $67,000, which was largely due to an increase of $43,000 due to fringe benefit costs. We have adjusted that better in the FY20 budget to account for that. We just didn't know that was coming. And then there were also some administration budget decreases. There was $49,000 in the administration line item for the contract for contracting that wasn't expended. There was also some changes in the finance department. At mid-year, we added a new position to that, the Assistant Natural Resources Director. So there was a little changes there. Overall, though, that was the big ones. So the other ones was Fund 22 for the helicopter revenue and expenditures. The combined medevac freight and helicopter ticket sale revenues were $33,000 more than what we had anticipated. And I would like to give a big thank you to Glenora, Mary, Roxanne, and Jackie for collecting those revenues from the passengers that we had. Borough no longer is involved in collecting ticket sales, so this was a large push there at the end. And then overall, the total helicopter expenditures was $1.3 million. The total helicopter revenue was about $1.2, and there was a deficit for this, where the expenditures exceeded the revenues by about $137,000. It's a lot better than it was in the years before, and that's a good thing. Then we've got Fund 22. The combined terminal expenditures were $87,000. This was $96,000 less than anticipated. This was largely due to a reduction in maintenance and in utilities. But the total terminal expenditures was $87,000. Terminal expenditures was $87,000. The total terminal revenue was $141,000. So we had a surplus of $53,000 for that account. So overall, the total revenues for the borough was approximately $8.5 million. Total expenditures were about $6.7 million. We had to transfer $137,000 to the helicopter and a transfer from the terminal in about $53,000, which resulted in a $1.6 million surplus for FY19. Any questions?
Okay. Any questions for Annie? Okay, so with the approval of the vote of the Assembly, this will show up on the December 12th next regular scheduled meeting for public hearing. So, all the questions?
Paul?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Denise?
Yes.
Harold?
Yes.
Yeah.
Elsie?
Yes.
Justin? Samantha?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Motion carried.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone. So we need a motion and a second. Schedule Ordinance 20-06, amending the operating and capital budget for FY20 upon approval that will show up on the December 12th next regular schedule meeting.
Brenda, so moved.
Thank you, Brenda.
I'll second.
Second by Denise. Annie.
Yes, Mayor Ostrang, the Assembly, before you use Ordinance 2006, amending the operating and capital budget for FY20, which is the current fiscal year we're in. On May 23, 2019, the Borough Assembly passed Ordinance 1909, adopting the operating and capital budget for FY20. At that time, administration anticipated the Borough would not receive funds from the state for bond debt reimbursement, both school bond debt and harbor bond debt, and the shared fisheries tax revenues, which included the shared fishery tax, extraterritorial tax, and landing tax. Therefore, the borough went into the FY20 budget cycle with a worst-case scenario mindset, which resulted in an FY budget deficit of about $2.4 million. The governor has since signed the state's FY20 operating budget. Dunleavy eliminated the harbor bond debt reimbursement and reduced the school bond debt reimbursement by 50%. He also kept the shared fisheries business tax program intact for FY20. The borough has taken these changes into consideration and made this and one other proposed change to the FY budget for the Assembly's review and approval. The changes are here. Please note these are just best guesses, but we anticipate we'll get $1.88 million for the shared fisheries tax, about $100,000 for the extraterritorial fish tax, and $35,000 for the landing tax, and also $328,867 for debt reimbursement, which results in a general fund revenue of $7.45 million. This is an increase of $2.3 million more than what we originally anticipated. The other change is shown in Fund 22 for the Coal Bay Terminal budget. This would increase the salaries line item from $28,000 to $50,000. We're currently in the process of hiring a janitorial and managerial contract employees for that, and the budget needs to be increased to accommodate that as well. So based off of this, the expected revenues are about 7.4, and the expected FY20 deficit is about $78,000 rather than the $2.4 million it was originally at. And before we continue, just so you know, Amber Yusufovich, Gary Hennig, and Mark Hickey are now here in the Anchorage office. So if there's any questions.
Mr. Mayor, I just had a quick question. Earlier in the workshop, we did go over the budget in case people are wondering why there's no comments, but we did talk a little bit about the budget. And the one question I did have, when is a mid-year budget going to be out, do you think, Annie?
Typically, we would do that probably maybe 2 months or so if we need one. So you will only do a mid-year budget if it's necessary.
Okay, if there is one, then it would be maybe February, March,
yeah,
perhaps. Okay, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments? Hearing none. Upon approval, then, of the assembly, this will show up as a public hearing on December 12th for our next scheduled meeting.
Brenda?
Yes.
Paul?
Yes.
Errol?
Yes.
Denise? Yes. Doty?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Dustin?
Yes.
Haley?
Yes.
Samantha?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everyone. So we're on to resolutions, which we have three of. So the first one, we need a motion and a second on Resolution 2035, a resolution of the Aleutians Eastboro Assembly relating to disposal of surplus, obsolete, or unneeded supplies located in Cold Bay, Alaska.
So moved. This is Carol.
Thank you, Carol.
Second, Josie.
Thank you, Josie.
Yes, Mayor Ostebeck, before you use Resolution 2035, this is in regards to items that Emil Movac found while he was in the Colby Terminal. So there's chairs, printers, cabinets, counters, and items like that. So with your approval, we would like to surplus these items.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Hearing none. All the questions?
Errol?
Yes.
Warren?
Yes.
Yes. Paul?
Yes.
Brenda?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
Samantha? Haley?
Yes.
Dustin? Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So we need a motion and a second on Resolution 20-36, a resolution of the Aleutians Eastboro Assembly authorizing the mayor to dispose of certain surplus property located in King Cove by a negotiation with the Paula Harbor Tribal Council.
I met with them about the actual work that we're doing on the Trawl EM committee, and thus far, Saltwater has taken on a great deal of that work, and I think we're going to shift around some of the activities from Saltwater over to the borough. It's a more appropriate role for us to be assisting with writing the exempt fishing permit, to be working on the grant application, things like that. So I will be sort of taking that on with Ernie going forward. So kelp, mariculture, I was out in Sandpoint 2 weeks ago, weekend before last. We had a really successful trip. I won't go into the weeds too much, but we did get to go out on the decision and do some benthic dive surveys. I was able to get a much better idea of what kind of species we have available and kind of where they're at in their life cycle for spring, which is pretty important. I will be compiling sort of a species guidebook, which I hope to make public and obviously will make available to any interested stakeholders. We were able to finalize the MOU with Trident, and so Trident did come with us on the trip, and they were able to look at their own site, and we sort of talked about how we'd like to collaborate going forward on a limited basis. And we have also discussed the possibility of looking into a commissioner's permit to harvest a minimal amount of wild kelp. The permit application is pretty slow right now. So in the meantime, we'd like to be making steps forward as far as research and development by maybe harvesting some wild kelp that we anticipate cultivating, and then potentially selling that to Trident for them to, you know, look into R&D. So that's just something I just started looking into, and I'll have more information probably at the next meeting. You guys see some pictures on there. That's just for your own reference. That's just kind of like there's a picture of a variety of the species we have. Alan Starnes and myself underwater doing surveys. We also are going to start doing long-term monitoring of light attenuation and temperature in the site. So that was what that buoy was deployed for. So it's just some fun pictures. I just want to say thank you to Tina. She was an amazing host. We got to do a lot of fun stuff with kelp in our free time. And then also to Kylie and his crew and everybody who helped make that trip a success. So that's good. Also some quick updates that I didn't put in my report. So SWAMC is also applying for a Department of Energy grant to look at some of the more technical research involved for kelp, and Eric O'Brien, who's with SWAMC, who's kind of fronting this effort, has asked a group of interested industry representatives to participate in a steering committee for this grant. He's asked me to participate, and with Ernie's blessing, I said, you know, if the grant goes through, I'd be happy to do that, to give them some feedback on what's most important for us on an industry level for research. Also, as a status of the state of mariculture in Alaska, the current permitting process is taking about 18 months. So that's kind of the average of how long it's taking. In 2017, there were 8 applications for kelp and also kelp and shellfish combined. In 2018, there were 10 apps. And as of right now, we are the only applicant west of Kodiak. So there's that for you. For meetings, I held a sort of really informal community forum in Sandpoint while I was out there just to do a presentation on seaweed mariculture, a very intro to the industry, sort of where we're at with the state, what the borough's doing, and stuff like that. And I plan to do those types of meetings throughout the life of this project and in all of the communities. It was a small group, but I thought the conversation was really good. There was a ton of discussion, a lot of engagement, so I was really happy with how that turned out. last week during the council meeting, there was an industry trawl survey industry meeting. I guess there was no formal title for it, but the state of the Alaska Fisheries Science Center's budget is also looking bleak, and they will be decreasing funding for our trawl surveys, which we rely on for groundfish tax setting. And so there's definitely a lot of concern from the industry about some of this reduced funding for trawl surveys. So a group of industry representatives got together, Ernie and myself attended, to talk about alternative funding strategies and how we could be doing like creative surveys, maybe working with industry and fishermen to find a way around this. So there will be another meeting probably in 6 months to present some sort of plan or proposal for this that we will be bringing back to the stakeholders to talk about. But until then, it's just kind of an idea that's being floated around. I do have the Trawl EM committee meeting tomorrow. Ernie and I plan to attend the Wakefield Symposium. I will potentially be attending the council meetings in Sitka, I don't know yet, in June. And then also am planning trips to Accutane and False Pass to continue sighting in those communities. And then also I put together the Climate Change Corner, which is like a little brief newsletter on climate change. But climate change is happening so fast and news comes out so quickly, I'm not sure what's going to be the best way to deliver this kind of information. So I'll probably work with Laura and Ernie to figure that out. And if you have any questions, please let me know. Sorry I'm so long-winded today.
Okay. Thank you for your report. Questions for Charlotte?
I will tell you something about Charlotte. When she came to Sandpoint, she brought kelp. She brought kelp salsa. She brought pickled kelp. She brought all kinds of stuff, and it was very different. So that's all I can say.
Logan made me go. So
I'm not sure if that's a good thing. Okay.
Yeah, but when they were here, Gina and Charlotte started their own little pickling process, and so there's lots of pickled kelp in Sandpoint right now.
Letting the market.
And they taste really good.
I'm getting you some, Carol.
No, thank you.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And then we have AML, Maintenance Director's Report.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor and Assembly Members. My report's also in your packet. But just been organizing, getting the inspections up and getting ready to go here as the beginning of the next fiscal year so that we could get going on it when the children are not in school this year and better weather for people to come out and fly around during the summer months. So it'd be a good thing. I mean, a couple nice days that we've been having around here, been out working in the yard, killing moss, planting flowers, doing the grooming before the summer season starts, which is only a couple months away. It's coming pretty quick this year. It seems like it's quicker and quicker every year. But replaced the stack up on the boiler here in the office. The brackets had rusted away and made the stack blow down, so I had to get a new stack and new stabilizers there. And just been doing odds and ends, working on my stuff with OSHA, putting out, helping with Mary and doing OSHA requests for the hazardous materials in the schools, getting that up because we have to do it every 3 years, have new things there. Bridge signings, you know, for our bridges in King Cove, making sure they're up to state standards, and in False Pass, we got bridges in both places, and working on these CIP projects, which is a capital improvement projects with the state for funding and things, so we could try to keep up on the list of scoring the way they score it. Hopefully they find some money there to be able to fund and refund the schools on their projects. It'd be nice to be up and be able to get some of that money if they do release any. And then on that note with the budget, my upcoming projects, I'll be looking at seeing how much I could do after the next budget comes out. But we have Actan school project that we put off for this next year because price got too high in the Sandpoint school. So we're looking at that and the Sandpoint paint project that got moved on from last year as well. So I'm still just working away, getting things taken care of, working with my OSHA compliancy checklists and everything that I need to have to make sure my facilities are up and compliant. And that's about all I have for this month.
Okay. Thank you, Emil. Questions for Emil? Okay. Good. Thank you for your reports, everyone. Assembly comments at this time.
Mr. Mayor, this is Carol. I just have one. I guess it's kind of directed to Paul and Ernie. Where's the 2016 pink disaster money? I heard it's in the government coffer, so somebody needs to get a push in on that and get it out before they spend that too. Just a comment.
Mr. Mayor, I'll respond if I just quickly. Last month there was an article in the Cordova Times that said approval for pink summer disaster funding expected soon. That link does no longer exist. Who knows where that funding is? And we're continuing to try to find it. You're right. It's up to the government. Who knows where that
funding is? It's in there someplace.
Paul may have more information.
Paul, you have more information, don't you?
Slightly more, and that's just at the in-state Pacific States meeting, who's going to just write the checks once the state figures out what they're doing. I believe it's in May sometime, so there may be some additional information available in May, but I've been asking around, too, and it's hard to get any information out of this administration. So no news, I guess, is best I can come up with.
So does the, when they cut the check, does it go to the governor of each of the states?
No, I believe the Pacific States, the governor approves it and just gives the money to Pacific States to administer, I believe. I think. That's the best I know.
That may be stamp raw fish tax on it.
Yeah.
Mr. Mayor.
Ingrid. Ingrid and then Ed Ingrid.
I'm changing topics. Are they on the same?
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to add something to Carol's question.
Sure.
So I it's not much, but I did get an email from a colleague of Ernie's and mine with a status report from Mark Hickey about fisheries disaster assistance. So I'll just read it, and I don't know what it's worth, but it says that we're still waiting the approval of 2016 Gulf of Alaska pink salmon disaster grant plan. The program manager of the fisheries Pacific States Marine Fisheries Commission submitted the application in November. Obviously, the application came to a halt during the government shutdown. We've been informed that it is currently under review at the Office of Management and Budget, and they've recently cleared a grant application for the West Coast Dungeness crab disaster and a number of small tribal fisheries disasters on the West Coast, and they view this as a sign that the Alaska grant application should move forward this month. So there it is.
Okay. Thank you, Charlotte. Ingrid.
Superintendent Seifert wanted to offer an official invitation to all of you to come join us for the interview with the three candidates that made it in through the weather and are going to be here for potluck tonight at 6 o'clock. And I believe for those people online, I believe in most of our sites that it'll be available at your schools online as well via VTC.
So they're going to do interviews?
Or is it community potluck? I think it's a community interaction similar to what we did in previous attendance cycles. So I think there's going to be the ability to ask questions. And it's also a community potluck, just interacting with them.
Okay, great. Well,
earlier, we were talking about ADAC. I wasn't quite clear if everybody answered the question is if somebody was maybe going to call Brad, see if anything in the legislation might affect us. I don't know if you or Ernie was maybe going to give a quick call tomorrow, for instance.
Yes.
See how that ADAC legislation, because there's always surprises, and I'm nervous about it all. Thank you.
Yeah, and I think Ernie today got a hold of how many staff are down there. Ernie?
Yeah, no, I talked to Steve Miner, who works with the ADAC folks, but I can reach out to Brad and see what he knows. I'll do that.
Okay. All right. Okay, if there's no other assembly comments, public comment.
I have a comment, Mayor. This is Justine in Nelson Lagoon.
Yes, Justine.
Good afternoon. I just want to thank the assembly for passing the resolution concerning my retirement and the gift. That was very generous of you. I've been honored to be on the Assembly all these years. We have a strong region, strong communities, and strong leaders. And I wanted to tell you, Mr. Mayor, you've been doing an excellent job as Annie, and you've got a wonderful, wonderful staff. But I really would like to recognize Tina and Roxanne. They're like the backbone of this whole region. They're totally dedicated, and they always have wonderful humor. And again, I thank you, and it's been a privilege. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the comments. Yes, we were happy to provide you with that. And, you know, we miss you on the Assembly. You've been here the longest, probably since we started, I think. If you remain in Nelson Lagoon, you're not going to get rid of us, though, because as time goes on here, I think there's a couple projects we're doing over there. We're going to come over and visit you.
I hope you do come over, and you can wallow around in the sand, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, I will do that. But, and I'm sure Tina and Roxanne appreciate your good wishes for them and the work that they've done, as we all do.
Yes.
So do we have any other
Thank you.
Public? You bet. If not, we are down to the next meeting date, which will be May 9th. And then just so everybody knows, because of the early opening of the June season, this year we're going to forego June. May is going to be our budget cycle, so basically we'll have an introduction on May 9th and then a final reading of the budget on the 23rd of May. And then the month of June, staff can get rid of all of us.
Thank you. Oops, sorry. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Last month and the month before and the month before, and by the way, the month before and the month before, we've been talking about going to Falls Pass. And it appeared like a window of opportunity, maybe that second meeting in May, and that would entail, according to our travel expert, which is Tina, that a charter like PC-12 come from Anchorage with staff, pick up a couple people in Sand Pointer, King Cove, it holds 9 people. Go to Falls Pass for a theoretically short meeting and check out community and do whatever else, and that would be cost effective. I can't remember when the last time we went to someplace besides a telephone for a meeting. Somebody can refresh my memory, but I forgot, I guess. But I think this is something, we can make the decision later. I just thought I'd mention it. So next meeting, I can say we talked about it this meeting. So thank you.
Yeah, we've been talking about that for a while, and I'm all for that. So what we could do is if Tina could put something together that we could look at. Look at Ingrid.
I think I've been on record several times about us getting into the community, so I would certainly be an advocate, especially the second meeting because school is over. But I also would support us supporting our local vendors in the region, and I know that we have some local supply carriers out here, and Iliamna's just up the street, and whatever we can add to the economy, I would prefer if we can somehow do that.
How about if we leave it up to Tina to find the most cost-effective way. And with our, with a bunch of things going on, and not only out here, but in, I think we need to look at whatever is most cost-effective. And I really have, since I've been here, I've wanted the borough to travel more in the region, but a lot of times logistics is so hard, and it's not like it was 20 years. It is really expensive. Out in this borough. But we'll do the best we can. We'll bring something for you to look at, maybe with a couple different price ranges on it that you can take a look at the next meeting. How's that?
Harry, too, might be running.
Are you trying to keep this going until 5?
Okay.
So with that, do we have any other comments out in the Anchorage or any other site?
Move to adjourn.
Shut a week, though.
That's a comment.
So Paul can't talk anymore, so he wants to adjourn. Okay. We are done. We are adjourned. See everybody on the 9th of May. Thank you.
Tariffs, the Pebble Mine Project, and Exxon Valdez paper piles. First up, Pebble's CEO says they have taken a lot of the controversy out of the project. There's no end in sight for fishermen and others who are collateral damage in the trade war with China. The Year of Salmon hopes that managing Pacific salmon becomes an international effort. And finally, a look at what is likely the largest repository of knowledge about the Exxon Valdez oil spill. All that coming up on this week's edition of the Alaska Fisheries Report, right after this.
Support for the Alaska Fisheries Report is provided by the Stosh and Claudia Anderson Fund, supporting conservation and harvesting of Alaska's wild, sustainable fisheries.
Pebble CEO Tom Collier gave an update on the project to the state legislature. He emphasized changes to the mine proposal, saying that the company has, quote, taken a lot of the controversy out of the project. KDLG's Izzy Ross has more from Dillingham.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers released its review of the proposed copper, gold, and molybdenum mine last month. In a project update before the House Resources Committee Monday, Pebble CEO Tom Collier said that the draft environmental impact statement demonstrates that the proposal is an acceptable...
Brenda? Chelsea?
Here.
Carol?
Here.
Chris is absent. Warren? Paul?
Yes.
Daly? Here. Samantha?
Here.
And Tom is and Logan also on the mobile if you watch.
Someone else join? Just now?
This is Janet and King Cole. I'm the only one present so far.
Okay, so we have a quorum. Next item on the agenda is we need a motion and a second for the agenda.
Mayor? Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that we adopt the agenda before us with a minor change, moving from the consent agenda. Resolution 1958, honoring the King Cove High School boys and girls basketball teams. Move that to the beginning of the number 10 resolutions ahead of the other two. So it would, somebody second, I'll explain it real quick.
I'll second it.
Do we have a second?
Yes, this is Carol.
Okay, thank you, Carol. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and it would just put the 1958, 59, and 60 together under resolutions and eliminate it from the consent agenda. Thank you. Okay. So with that, are there any other corrections or additions to the agenda? Hearing none. Then with, if everyone's okay with that, unless somebody objects, I'll let the agenda stand with the one resolution being moved out of the consent agenda. Thank you. Now would be the time. Does anyone feel they'll have a conflict of interest on any of the items on the agenda? Okay. Community roll call. King Cole.
I'm the only one present. This is Janet.
Okay, thanks, Janet. Nelson Lagoon?
Justine is here with me.
Okay. Falls Pass?
Nikki here.
Okay.
standpoint, we just have Emil, our maintenance director. Akitan.
There's myself and Mayor Joe Briskin.
Thank you. Kobe.
And Kobe is Daly and Angela.
Thank you. Anchorage.
Mayor Osterbeck, myself, Annie Bailey, Ernie Weiss, Charlotte Levy, Carol Foster's here as well, Gary Hennig, Amber Yusufovich, Glenora Dushkin, and Laura Tanis.
Thank you. At this time, is there any public comment on any of the agenda items?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, Joe.
Thank you. I was at your workshop earlier, and listened to, with great interest, King Cove Corporation request. I'm not sure what the assembly's going to decide whenever this comes up again. For me, I guess working on the Acton Boat Harbor, the city of Acton today is taking the role of, you know, what the borough should be doing. I'm not complaining about it. Please understand that. Just trying to make a point that, you know, could the city of Acton a year from now go back to the assembly and ask for any money that we might have spent on the lighting project that we're going to do in April of this year and hopefully done by September, October. Am I going to have the ability, I guess, to ask for reimbursement back for something that that's their responsibility to do what I'm trying to do? Again, I'm not trying to complain. Please don't get that comment wrong. Just that I'm not sure if we're going to open a can of worms for you guys if we go down that road. I'm not saying that King Coast Corporation shouldn't get their money. I'm just trying to point out that, you know, do other communities have the ability to come back to the assembly?
Gas only, it ain't on the surface. Well, you talk like yourself, no. I hear someone else, but now you're making me nervous. The better part of every bit of beating heart that I had, whatever I had. I finally sat alone, pitch black, flesh and bone. Couldn't believe that you were gone. Mm-hmm. Now you look like yourself, just somebody else. Only it ain't on the surface. Mm-hmm. Will you talk like yourself? I hear someone else, but now you're making me nervous.
I
saw the part of you that only when you're older you will see too. You will see too.
Playing some popular alt from the last couple of years here on KSDP while we wait for the executive session of the Illusions East Borough School Board meeting to end. That was Flora Cash with You're Somebody Else. Coming up now, Panic at the Disco, the greatest show.
Ladies and gents, this is the moment you've waited for. Been searching in the dark, sweat soaking through the floor. And buried in your bones, there's an ache that you can't ignore. Taking your breath, stealing your mind, and all that was real is left behind. Don't fight it, it's coming for you, running at you. It's only this moment, don't care what comes after. Your fever dream, can't you see, getting closer. Just surrender, cause you feel the feeling taking over. It's fire!
Light it up, we won't come down. And the sun can-
executive session on the Aleutians Eastboro School Board meeting, but until then, we've got more alt hits coming your way, and we'll probably follow it up with some pop afterwards. Coming up now, we've got Young the Giant, Superposition. Real quick, we've got Marshmello's new one with Churches from this year. Still waiting for your Aleutians Eastboro School District School Board meeting. So here we go, Marshmello and Churches, Here With Me.
Can I tell you something just between you and me? When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be. And I need you here with me. When you lift me up, I know that I'll never fall. I can speak to you by saying nothing at all. Every single time I find it harder to breathe. Cause I need you here with me. Every day, you're saying the words that I want you to say. perfect as it can be. 'Cause I need you here with me. Told you not to worry, but maybe that's a lie. Honey, what's your hurry? Won't you stay inside? Remember not to get too close to stars. They're never gonna give you love like ours. Where did you go? I should know, but it's cold and I don't wanna be lonely, so show me the way home. I can't lose another life.
With your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho. It's not true. Tell me I've been lied to. Crying isn't like you. What the hell did I do? Never been the type to let someone see right through. Say you were trying to make me laugh, and nothing has to change today. You didn't mean to say I love you.
Solution or exit out. I'm grinding it out. No one can The pressure's growing exponentially. I'm trying to keep up the speed with you. Your lane changing is happening. I'm hitting the ground and I'm splitting. I'm falling behind.
Motion by Susie and a second by Arlene to confirm the direction this board just gave its attorney that the Ocean View Borough School District provide indemnification, including defense costs, for the claims made against the individuals that school district employed because of the actions complained of were within course and scope of employment duties. Is there any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Maria?
Yes.
Hillary?
Yes.
Brenda?
Sure, she's back on.
Yep. Sorry.
Yes. Arlene?
Yes.
Jackie? Tiffany?
Yes. Excuse me.
Motion carried. Moving on to next item of business, we have approval of the minutes. We have four sets of minutes for January 21st, March 4th, March 19th, and April 12th. There was a small correction for March 4th where the result of a vote was correct, but my individual vote was not. Jade has already worked on fixing that. And on the April 12th minute, Hillary was excused for the second day.
It says it is the minutes. Like, down into the minutes that is reserved.
It had absent slash excuse. I thought that was you asking me to choose.
Oh.
So, I meant, I was
absent excuse. Okay. Okay.
What are the wishes of this board?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes from January 21st. March 4th, March 19th, and April 12th.
Moved by Hillary, is there a second?
A second.
Moved by Hillary and seconded by Rayette to approve the minutes for January 1st, 21st, March 4th, March 19th, and April 12th. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, is there any objection? Hearing no objection, the motion carries, and the minutes are adopted. Moving on to recognitions and presentations. Do we have any, Mr. Cipher?
I don't think so.
Okay. Moving on to public comments. We'll start from Sam Point. Are there any public comments for Sam Point? King Cove, any public comments?
She spent a lot of time with the UAS president and through multiple conversations, it seemed very clear to me that my granddaughter was not her first because of college as a freshman. As a senior, as an undergrad senior, is only required two classes for academic 15 months. The UAS advisor said it was detrimental to our students. They did think in particular that our students are having such having students that are meeting the requirements before their junior year. I am concerned that perhaps we are having rigorous, if not requirements. I'm also concerned because I didn't have this information friend of my daughter's junior year. And if we had had a guidance counselor or more information earlier, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in right now. And we're just struggling. We're going to figure it out, but I feel like we need to do a better job with our high school.
Thank you, Marty. I can let you know that the board has been discussing graduation requirements in 6 and 7 hour days. So that is an ongoing conversation of the board. I really appreciate your input.
Well, I appreciate this conversation, but I really feel like this ongoing conversation is going on for a reason. And I feel like we need to shake things up.
Thank you. Is there any further comments for Kinko? Okay. False pass. I see we have the camera on. Do we have anybody there for public comment? See anybody? No, so it must just be on. Is there anybody on the phone for public comment?
Sorry, this is Marty News again. I would like not to do the news today. I would like this to be on an agenda for the next board meeting. The discussion about the 7 period, 6 period, the upping our academic requirements.
I think we were waiting for some information. The administration was pulling together some data.